Today is the first workday of Public Service Recognition Week. The finalists for this year's edition of the Service to America medals are out. Tim McManus is Vice President of Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service and taking a sneak peek at this year's list of finalists for the Service to America medals. Tim, I imagine you are just about as excited as one man should be because Sammy season is back again. How about it?
So I actually wish that as the music was leading into the intro here, Francis, that you were actually playing "It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year."
Because you're just that excited
about
it.
That's how excited we are about both Public Service Recognition Week, but also the naming of the Service to America finalists as well.
All right, yeah. So I know I tease you every single year about Public Service Recognition Week because you get all geeked up about it, and you should because it's your thing and it's the partnership's thing, and that's terrific. On a serious note, why do you think it's so important?
So, Francis, these folks are doing – it's the one time of the year that the spotlight can be on federal employees to say – and employees of all in public service more generally as well. But certainly for federal employees, the spotlight is on them saying thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all of the work that you've done. And then secondly, that spotlight to show these are all of the great things that federal employees do. And I think, you know, again, that ought to happen – much more frequently, but it's refreshing to know that there's a time in the year where people ought to be giving thanks for the work that our federal employees are doing.
As events go throughout the week, and we're not going to get into the whole list of them because we have a bunch of the events that are listed for PSRW at federalnewsradio.com right now, the baseball game and all the discounts and all that kind of jazz. But as the week progresses, what are the important things that you're recommending to people that they do, not just to thank a Fed kind of at random, but managers in offices and leaders of organizations and those kinds of things to take advantage of this opportunity?
So again, Francis, I think the biggest thing that anybody can do, if you're a manager in federal government, take a moment, stop by people's desk and say thank you. Thanks for all the hard work that you've done. Thanks for making a difference. Just take the time to say thank you. Oftentimes, I think, you know, just the pace of life and the pace of work get us so distracted from taking that moment to just say thanks that that's probably the biggest and most important thing that you can do. Your work is appreciated. I appreciate you. Thank you.
I'm not a big numbers guy, Tim, but a whole bunch of numbers jumped out at me about the Service to America medals this year. You give away 8 medals, including Federal Employee of the Year, and we have a list of the categories at federalnewsradio.com. 30 finalists attached, and I'm really happy that we're going to be speaking, both Tom on the Federal Drive and I, to a number of those finalists this year. That's one of my favorite things to do every year because these folks are really doing the most amazing, cool things. And the other number that I thought was really interesting, and I wonder about the context, nearly 500 nominations this year. Is that typical, or is this a particularly big turnout?
So, you know, it varies a little bit from year to year, but it usually hovers somewhere in the 400 to 500 range. And again, I think that's one of the things that, you know, people ought to be doing during Public Service Recognition Week as well, is taking a moment to say, you know, yeah, here are the finalists for 2015. But as we look ahead, who has done great work? Who is doing great work right now that I ought to recognize? And again, whether or not you make it as a finalist or not, that's a little bit beside the point, which is just the recognition. Being nominated, there are 400 and almost 500 people who were nominated here, who ought to have all of them have kind of their chest puffed out a little bit, knowing that somebody took the time to nominate them for the work that they've done. That nomination goes a really, really long way.
I think the biggest opportunity that the Service to America medals create, Tim, is a chance to look at the work that folks are doing, and I know promoting federal service is a hard thing to do, but anybody that hears or reads the stories of the folks that are doing these things, I don't see how you could come away with hearing any one of them individually, let alone hearing them collectively, and think anything except, wow, I'm really glad that person's doing that.
Yeah, and I think what absolutely right, Francis. And I think, you know, as you read the stories, and you can read them at servicetoamericamedals.org, but as you read the stories, you know, they really break down all of the stereotypes of what people normally hear about government. So, you know, I'm just going to point out a couple here real quickly. John Price, who's a program manager at DHS in the Science and Technology Directorate, created a device to find living disaster victims buried beneath the wreckage of toppled buildings by adapting radar-based space technology in partnership with NASA scientists. How cool is that? And by the way, he didn't go off and do this by himself. This wasn't a DHS person, in the corner trying to do this. They did it alongside. They collaborated. They collaborated with another agency to do this. And by the way, the device can detect a heartbeat buried beneath 30 feet of crushed materials, hidden behind 20 feet of solid concrete, and from a distance of 100 feet. And by the way, in 30 seconds, it can tell whether or not it can scan for heartbeats, and in another 30 seconds, it can tell you whether or not it's a human heartbeat or that of an animal.
That's unbelievable. I mean, that's really amazing. And, you know, this is typical of that's the same kind of story that I saw the past couple of years going to this and talking to these people on the program and all of that. And I by no means mean to diminish the accomplishment of the guy that you just mentioned. But I would think in your situation and you and your colleagues, as you look at these nominations, how do you avoid becoming jaded because you see performance at that level on such a consistent base over and over again? You see people doing those kinds of things.
And that's what's amazing and really does, just energize everybody on the staff who's a part of the initial screening of these before it gets passed on to an external group of judges as well. But year in and year out, people, Francis, you've asked me this question before as well. How do you do better the next time? You know what? We don't do any better. It's the people out there, in the trenches in federal service who are actually doing great things, and it's not a one and done. These are the types of stories that we get year in and year out, and it really does. It really is an affirmation that government is a great place to work, and there are some really, really phenomenal people doing incredible work in federal service.
Tim McManus of the Partnership for Public Service. I'll note one more thing about a comment you made a few moments ago about collaboration. And I know you were referring in particular with the example with, I believe it was Mr. Price was his name, with the collaboration, cross-agency collaboration, DHS and NASA together. But one of the things that's most striking about the folks who win these medals and the folks that I talk to who are the finalists is the conversation never seems to revolve around me or I. It revolves around the group of people that they lead or the group of people that they're working alongside with as peers or whatever. And, I didn't do this. I didn't do this myself or whatever. And they're always willing to recognize the people that work with. No, but none of them that I can recall, maybe I'm not remembering right, but I don't recall any of them who came up on stage by themselves.
Most humble group of individuals you will ever meet. And again, I think, clearly the me or the I typically almost always is never part of the lexicon that they use. And I think for the vast majority of them as well, they see this as not doing something incredible. Rather, they've simply done their job.
Yeah. And they're mystified sometimes when I talk to them on the radio about why I want to talk to them on the radio. I mean, that's my job. I do that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think, and your job's pretty awesome.
Yes, it is. And again, I think, the fact that we recognize so many diverse types of work that people do. And again, one of the categories, medal categories that I'm most enamored with year in and year out is the call to service medal, because all of those folks as finalists or even anybody nominated for that category are all folks who are under 35 years of age. And I look at that and I say, wow, what went wrong somewhere along the line for me?